we bring that those savings in to change them into the currency in which we live? Well, it depends. It's your decision. You need to know where your money is and for what reason. But you also need to have money abroad in foreign currencies for a very good reason. But there needs to be a good reason for that. You might have money in Singapore, but if you're never going to go and live in Singapore, there's no reason why you should go and do that. This is the basic principle. If you are living here and you're not intending to move, there's no point in having money abroad, because what the foreign establishments propose to you is the same as what the local establishments are proposing to you. It's always good to have banks, local banks. You know what happened in the UK with people queuing outside foreign banks. It's good to be close to your money. Also, we're heading towards a society in which money is not longer physical. Now, if you have an account abroad, there needs to be a reason for it. If it's in a country that you love, a country in which you have relatives, then that's a very good reason. But if you've got no ties with that country, you should ask yourself whether you couldn't do exactly the same thing with that money, but here. Look at the cost as well. Does it cost you more to have that money over there than it would cost you to have it here? Any other questions at this stage? You'll have a chance later on.